Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Story time with John Jansen. This happened yesterday at your humble abode.
Yeah, turn my mic on. And I mentioned to you guys yesterday, hey, I'm going to have to get out pretty quick because we're having a new appliance delivered. And we get the lovely four-hour window, and this window, which seemed odd to me, was between 9:30 and 1:30.
What kind of window is that?
It's
normally you do like a
8 to 12, 12 to 4,
mm-hmm.
But this one was 9:30 to 1:30, and we had to get a new oven in cooktop. So it's one of those things where, and I don't know, Jim, how you are. If you enjoy fixing things around the house or how
they're
handy
easy,
there's a lot of dudes that see it as a challenge, right? How long can I get this appliance to continue to work before I'm forced to actually buy a new one? Even though your wife is like, boy, you know, she drops hints all along the way. When we moved in, one of the first things my wife said was, boy, it would be really nice to have a new oven. 6 years later, and a number of self-repairs, I finally broke down and said, you know what? Yeah, okay, well, let's do the oven. And so we go over to one of the local major hardware stores.
Yeah.
And we find one that we like. It's the 4th of July sale, plus we can get it delivered. They're going to remove the other one. They're going to hook it all up. It's kind of an all-in package. And the only thing was, to make it easier, you got to remove the old appliance. At least just get it out of the space.
Yeah.
And so it was easy, right? I unhooked the oven, and we have a gas oven. So I unhook it, I move it out, and what you find underneath some of your appliances is remarkable. We had a couple of dog toys that were stuffed under there. There was a whole lot of dog hair under there, but I get it out, and I'm like, well, you know what? I want to make this as easy for the guys as possible. So I roll it out, I take it out, I put it on the front steps. So when they come, all they have to do is basically move it from there to their truck and then bring in the new one, hook it up, and we're, bing, bang, boom, we're gone.
Uh-huh.
I get a call, and the great thing about it, too, is you get a updates via text and email. And so all along the way, hey, you're four stops away. You're three stops away, two stops away. And I can refresh it on the web as well. And then I get a call. Hey, your next stop. And I get a call that, that they were trying to tell me that they'd be there in 10 minutes. 10 was the only number or the only word that I understood, because whoever was calling me spoke no English.
Oh.
And so I assumed it was 10 minutes. I said, okay, I'll see you in 10 minutes. They show up to the door, and it's the same thing. And the one thing that he says is no English.
Oh, boy.
And my comment in return was, well, no Spanish, so let's see how this goes. and he looks at me kind of cross-eyed, right? Like, I said something, and I'm like, hey, I don't know what you're saying. You don't know what I'm saying. But I'm also thinking, like, okay, when you have an appliance delivered, there's always two guys. It's not one guy that's going to carry in the oven. And because this was kind of a smaller guy. And so I thought, well, at least his partner, I'll be able to talk to him. No, he spoke no English as well. They did a great job. I don't want to undersell that. They did a great job. But there was an issue when they tried to put it in place. They had brought the wrong hose. And so they were trying to find these different adapters in their truck. And I was fine with that. I don't care if you want to put an adapter on the gas pipe so it fits your hose, but then you have to have another adapter to fit the stove. I don't care. That's fine. Just hook it up. And they kept trying to ask me questions that I no clue. And I wish Ruby, who is actually, she got the seal this year, little humble brag here, of she's bilingual.
Oh.
She can speak Spanish, is what they were speaking. So I was wishing that all of this education that I'm paying for could have paid off in the moment. However, she wasn't home.
So how did you solve this?
So as we're trying to communicate and figure things out back and forth, I eventually downloaded Google Translate.
Okay.
And so I'm speaking into it. And it's complicated because, first of all, we can't communicate. It's also complicated because it's voice to text, which doesn't always come across. It doesn't always hear exactly what you're saying. So then I've got to go back and correct what it says. And then I hand it to him. He reads it. And then he does the same thing. And then he's got to correct his. This took way longer than it needed to be.
How long are we talking here?
Oh, it. So, like I said, I had it all hooked up. Right. It should have been a in and out in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up taking about an hour and 20 minutes because we were trying to communicate. And I thought it was hilarious. And I had set aside the time to be able to do this. So it wasn't like I was putting anything off. And if I had been putting something off, that would have been, I would have gotten to the grumpy level. But I thought it was hilarious that I'm trying to sit there and communicate and they're trying to communicate with me. And we had absolutely no way other than this translation app. Come to find out, or not to find out, but we finally got things figured out. They got it hooked up. We tested it. Everything worked. It was awesome. But I'm wondering, deliveries can always be a challenge. And this was very challenging because we couldn't communicate. What are the whether it's bad service? Now, this wasn't bad service. I just couldn't communicate. And then I get the five-question questionnaire. And I was like, hey, these guys are great. But shouldn't there be somebody on the crew that can communicate with the homeowner?
Well, that's the key. We had some work done in our bathroom, and the craftsmanship was outstanding. We had some work done. Most of the guys were like Eastern European. At least one guy did speak English so that you could communicate any needs that you had. Hey, we're going to be working from this time to this time. We're going to have to take off. We're coming back. Do you want this changed? To have no ability to communicate the same language, it throws a wrench into things.
Yeah.
And so, it's not fun for them either, I'd imagine, right? They're going into people's homes like, I can't speak to this person.
Yeah, no English.
Yeah.
No Spanish.
First thing he said, yeah. So 248-539-9797. It doesn't have to be language related, although if you have those stories, great. But service, delivery experiences, challenges.
That went awry.
Yes, amiss.
Let's may say. We'd like you to share them with us because yesterday I had a crew that came and delivered the oven. And this is one where, like, if it was an electric one, I would have a less of an issue.
It's the gas line.
It's the gas line that I want to make sure, because that's the one part that wasn't fitting. And so then, we go through the whole, let's test the connection. We put some soapy water on there. I give them the thumbs up and they did as well. And that was the extent of the common communication.
You mentioned stuff that you're comfortable doing at home. Stuff with the gas line, I don't think you want to mess with. You want people to know what they're doing.
Well, I've done it before.
Okay.
Like, so we had a dryer that we had to replace a few years ago. It was a gas dryer. I can hook up the gas lines. It's no big deal.
Right.
Really. I mean, there's a process you go through. Well, and once you do, it's pretty standard.
I think it's one of those where if it goes well, you have zero to worry about. If it goes poorly.
Yes. In the back of your mind, you're like, hey, wait a second, I'm not home. And every time you hear the sirens, you're like, are they going? Did my house explode?
Yeah, I mean, jobs you're willing to do yourself versus jobs you're willing to have other people do.
Yeah.
Ones that could be combustible in your home.
Yeah.
Those. you know, certain electrical stuff. You don't want to shock yourself. I mean, if it's a little spark, fine, but you don't want to like...
Well, that's the all, you know, you turn the breaker off, but then the ultimate test is you kind of lick your fingers and then touch the wire. Oh,
okay,
oh
yeah.
Wrong breaker.
248-539-9797. We'll get some ticket texts coming in on some of your stories. Anything behind the glass? Deliveries? Well,
Bill, Jim, nothing particularly the topic, but what sounds like to me is that you would be very concerned if Jameson Williams installed his new dryer. Because something bad could happen.
Yes, we're coming up on 1 year from that infamous tweet. Yeah.
I mean, if J-Mo, if it came out that he had a hobby of woodworking, you know, obviously you would be very concerned that he's going to lop off a finger or two.
It's the way he makes his living, and it's the way he's going to make his living.
Yes, but you can have hobbies. You can do things because you're still a human being.
You already
mentioned this when we were talking about Truba. Like, hey, life, these are human beings. There are life things that happen.
Yes, but you have to acknowledge you played pro sports, especially contracts now. Like, they don't want guys skydiving. They don't want them doing reckless things.
Well, it's the Roethlisberger
the
motorcycle accident. Yes, and there are clauses in these contracts where, you know, maybe during the season you're not allowed to ride your motorcycle. And different for, you know, different guys. But I would be shocked if they said, well, you can't
light fireworks.
Yeah, you can't light fireworks. You can't you know, do home repairs or build a wood cabinet because we're afraid you're going to lop your fingers off.
I'm not lumping in doing cabinetry to fireworks. I think those are two different things. But I don't think it's out of the question for an NFL team to say we don't want our players shooting off fireworks, especially our receivers. I mean, Jason Pierre-Paul is a very public NFL example.
It's a wick and a match. It's one guy.
It's a pretty public example of what
he still played after that.
I don't know that a receiver could.
It would be a challenge. I mean,
you could play the whole thing as Odell one-handed.
Some guys are challenged enough with 10 fingers. You start taking away a couple of fingers and it becomes even more of a challenge. Sure.
And not to revisit this too much, but he had not yet had a breakout. He had had a rocky start to his career. Some of it his fault, some of it not his fault, with injuries and suspensions and expectations and whispers of drops in practice. The last thing I wanted, and you don't believe me because I'm a bad person or something, but I really wanted him to just get off to a good start and have a big time season for the Detroit Lions. I still want that. So, yeah. JMO, if you're listening, just don't blow your fingers off this weekend. 248-539-9797. Have a good time. Celebrate the 4th.
Or hook up your own oven. You don't want to
really
that.
Risky. You have a gas oven. Maybe it's. I don't know where we're going with this. But
can
we
plug his own microwave in?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We did get a ticket text on the JMO thing. We can work it in. But John, the story you brought up was the story of your day yesterday where you had an oven delivered. And it, you know, should have been pretty smooth. You had set it aside, the old one, and you thought, hey, this could be 15, 20 minutes in and out, no more than a half hour. It turned into more than an hour with some language issues. Yeah. You don't speak Spanish. They didn't speak English. You had to do the Google Translate. This was still a good job that they did.
Yeah.
But this was an experience that was out of the ordinary.
Yeah, and we'll ask a couple of questions. One is, what are your mishaps that you've had with home deliveries? It could be anything. But also, should I have expected that there would have been somebody that could have communicated with me in a better way than the guys that came? They were very polite. They were very professional.
I would have been thrown off too. I don't think you're out of line to have assumed.
And I was of the mindset too, because we're up on a holiday, right? Yeah. And I had set aside the time, so it wasn't like I was pressed for anything. I thought it was hilarious. There were times where I couldn't stop laughing. Like, they were talking to me, and I had absolutely no idea what they're saying. And I didn't want my giggling or laughing to come across as disrespectful. So that was the first thing I translated to them was, you know, I think this is funny. And it got a chuckle out of them. So I knew we were, okay, we understood that part.
Well, you didn't want any animosity here.
No.
I mean, we're going to figure this out. We're dudes who can find a way around it. You use the Google Translate. It's funny you bring up language barriers. I do want to go to Italy someday, but I don't want to be the person who...
Oh, you want to get the original bolognese.
Yes. But I am like, and I know people do it all the time. They travel without knowing the language. Yeah. I think that would be incredibly difficult. And tourist places, they're used to it. Plenty of people in Europe speak English. But I would feel weird going somewhere else and being like, yeah, I'm not speaking your language. You're going to cater to me. That becomes a really tough thing to do when you travel. The language barrier is a challenge. Ticket text 248-539-9797. We'll get to the phones. Charles, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. Hey, preface it by saying I'm totally blind, and I use Walmart DoorDash for home deliveries, and got a Walmart delivery a couple weeks ago with a guy comes to the door and knocks on the door, and on my delivery, I tell them, you know, I'm visually impaired, please knock on the door and hand me the items. He comes up, he knocks on the door, he's got my groceries. And I go out and I says, can you hand me the milk and the bread first? And he says, no English, no English. And that was it. And he did the same thing. He started talking into his phone and wanting me to, interpret it. And I had the same issues with it. And I had my cane out there. He has no idea what a cane is. I was laughing too. I was a little angry, but it was kind of comical. My roommate was in the back laughing, and it was incredible. You come to America. I don't know if you're legal or illegal, and you don't speak English. You don't know what a cane is. You have no idea. The rules are here, you know.
Any chance your roommate, when he got done laughing, would come up and give you a hand with the interaction?
Yeah, he would help me, but this guy was just it was just incredible. Couple days ago, I get a Walmart delivery. The same instructions. Knock on the door. Well, like I said, I'm visually impaired. They go to the side door. They leave two boxes of Ziploc baggies. You know, two big boxes of Ziplocs, gallon and quarts.
Yeah.
Didn't knock. Didn't text me. Nothing. My roommate goes outside. He looks out the door. He goes, "Oh my God!" He goes, "The dog has." The boxes, all
oh,
the
no.
bags were
no.
all over the bag.
Charles,
torn up, and it's just like,
yeah, that doesn't. So
that's
that would qualify for what we're talking about here.
A little mishap there.
A little mishap, but I wonder with all the people who get groceries delivered because they want it or just for convenience, maybe they need it.
We do it frequently.
If there's issues with that sometimes.
Yeah, well, so that's one of the things with groceries is, and sometimes they'll even ask, you know, in the app, is there a dog?
Oh, yeah.
And because whether it's a delivery man, a UPS guy, postal service, they want to know ahead of time, like, hey, do I have to, you know, do I have to run away from this dog? And we've had a couple of dogs at our house. They all are contained by one of those invisible fences. So it looks like the dog could get to you, but the dog won't go past a certain spot. There's just that invisible fence. It's invisible for the dog. It's also invisible for the delivery guy.
I've never done the grocery delivery, and it's because I'm picky with like produce. I want to pick out my own produce.
Yeah.
Now, if I was just doing like, you know, I guess milk and eggs or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or things that aren't even food, because like Ziploc bags or paper towel or toilet paper, I guess it could save you a trip.
Well, it saves you a trip, but it also whether, you know, like, because especially during football season,
you're not
I'm
around.
Never home.
Yeah.
And Lisa has all of the kids along with an infant. Maybe Teddy needs to take a nap. So she'll have
food.
She'll have groceries delivered. Yeah.
That makes sense. John in Ypsilanti, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, gents. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Delivery call. We had a bed delivered to our house, and along with the delivery, they took our mattress out of the house. That was part of the deal. And our mattress was a very old, like, it felt like it weighed a couple hundred pounds. It was really thick. It was real trouble to get it out of the house. So the two guys come in the house, and they start maneuvering this thing around, and they asked if we cared about the mattress, and they cut it all up to get it out of the house. But it was still quite a project. And they get it to the outside of the house, and it's a really hot day. And one of the guys starts to throw up in our front yard.
No.
Because of the effort. And he didn't look good. So my wife and I were like, do you need some water? And he goes, that would be helpful. And we brought him out a bottle of water. And he looked really bad. He was sick. And he asked if we could use our bathroom. So we said, sure, come on in. We let him use our bathroom. He was heaving so loudly and for so long, we were really worried about him. And his buddy was like, yeah, we had Chinese for lunch. And we're like, wow, it does not sound good. My daughter came down from upstairs. She's like, what is that? And we're like, there's a guy in our bathroom throwing up. Finally, he stopped. He came out. He said, I'm going to need a few minutes. He went over to buy his truck and sat on the truck. And he was throwing up in the street,
okay,
like projectile vomiting. And we're like, he's not good, man. You have to take him to the hospital. And the guy goes, I'll get your mattress upstairs. And he tried to do it himself. I ended up helping the guy with the mattress that was coming into the house. The guy was still out in the street throwing up. And we're like, you have to get him to a hospital. We think he's having heat stroke or something like that. It's more than just lunch. And the guy says, yeah, I'll take him. And they took off. And then we hosed down the street and everything. But the amount of noise and stuff that we went through during this 20-minute period was unbelievable.
Was he able to, was he accurate in his, in his throw up in the bathroom?
Like, John, did he ask that?
Well, because you don't want to be cleaning up the bathroom with somebody else's puke. It's not family.
he was accurate. It was the noise more than anything. It was unbelievable how sick he was.
The things that you'll never forget, the sound.
At that point, when he says, can I use your bathroom? No.
Yeah, but the polite thing to do is you say yes,
but
now you're like
all over the place.
I know. Well, you come to find out that
there's
he's
a
like
bush
dying
over there.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Family puke is better than other puke?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
Puke is puke. I get it, but I know what has gone into my kids for the most part.
Well, this guy said Chinese. You know what was going in there?
Oh, no. I would much rather. It's miserable either way.
But oh, no. He ate kale.
I did offer.
It's all green
when
everywhere.
Doug was getting ready for his colonoscopy and he was doing that whole bit on air, I texted him. I'm like, because I live halfway between the studio and his house. I'm like, hey, the door is open. The kids will make fun of you while this is happening, but you're welcome anytime. But yeah, other people's puke. I don't want to be be scooping up other people's puke.
I don't want to do any.
Listen, you sign up to pick up puke, whether it's your wife or your kids. That's part of the deal. You right. help them when they're sick. You have not explicitly signed up to clean a stranger's vomit. So
especially when you're just hoping that a new mattress is what you're going to be sleeping on.
But you made it sound like family puke is better than other puke.
I don't know how to explain it, but it is. I don't know how to explain it, but it is. Yeah. A couple ticket texts. We could still talk delivery stories and mishaps, but people also want to react to the JMO thing that we inadvertently stumbled into that I said, don't blow your fingers off. I said that a year ago, and people took it like I was trying to run them out of town. I do think athletes should avoid fireworks. You obviously were an athlete, love fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Ticket texter says, I don't think it's unreasonable for an athletic league to ask its employees not to handle explosives. You hear somebody losing fingers every summer. John, stop with the tough guy garbage.
Okay. Well, let's tackle this one when we come back.
Right.
I don't want to miss out on all of the great information that Filar has.
Yeah. Chris is
he seems so interested.
The best update
ever. Yeah,
let's
roll, baby.
All right. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.